Hi, this is Kara Eglinton, host of The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, and this is our Future is Missing Voice America Kids. Please be on the lookout for 15-year-old Erin Bird. She is considered an endangered runaway. Erin went missing from Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, on November 19, 2011. She is Caucasian, 5'3", weighing 112 pounds, with brown eyes and blonde hair. If you know of Erin Bird's whereabouts, please contact the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children's Hotline at 1-800-THE-LOST. That is 1-800-843-5678. To see a picture of Erin Bird, please click on the link on the Voice America homepage, Our Future is Missing, or go to ourfutureismissing.com. Thank you.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Jacob Lattimore, with a question from my fans on Voice America Kids. Do you have what it takes to be America's next young superstar? If you're the ages between 8 and 12 years old, then step up to the microphone. You could win $25,000 in cash, a recording contract, and a scholarship. So make sure you get your parents' permission first, then go to www.stepuptothemicrophone.com to enter. Peace.
You're listening to Voice America Kids. Real kids, real talk radio.
Welcome to Runway Role Models, proof that there are still some amazing people out there who are making a difference. Now, here is your host.
Welcome, I'm Cassie Frazier, and this is Runway Role Models on Voice America Kids Radio Network. Now, a few episodes back, I had the wonderful Miss Dolores Seawright, and I've decided to have her back on because she's had so many great things with your book, and you were telling me a little bit about the things that you were doing with it, and I wanted to have you back on so we could talk more about you and your book. So how are you, Dolores?
Thanks, Cassie. It's great to be here.
Oh, thank you so much for coming out. I know it's totally busy for both of us, but thank you so much for taking the time. So for some of our listeners who don't know who you are, can you give us a little brief bio about you, where you're originally from, where you grew up?
Okay, Cassie, sure. My name again, Dolores Seawright, and currently I am the author of Shattering Barriers, Amazing Women's Journey to Personal Empowerment. And stepping back a few years, I spent most of my career in the corporate world. And for 20 years, I was in the pharmaceutical industry. I just worked my way up the ranks. I was a sales rep and then promoted to manager. And the last few years, I was a regional business director, living a very, really fast-paced life. I was on an airplane every week, either going back to the corporate office or going out to work in the field with reps. And when finally that caught up with me, I said it was very fast-paced. It was stressful, and I loved it. But one day the doctor said to me, you have stage 3 breast cancer. And that was a wake-up call, and I decided to make some changes in my life as a result of that. So I worked through that year, chemo, radiation, you know, the surgery. I worked through all of that and had a lot of fun taking my team from last place in our division to first place. But at the end, it was time to say, you have to take care of yourself. And I did that. I made a decision to retire from the corporate world. But I'm not quite the type that's going to sit back and, you know, pull up the rocking chair and watch TV all day. So I started volunteering. I think you probably remember this at Fresh Start as a career coach. And I really, really enjoyed that. And that's where the idea for the book came. I was working with a lot of women, coaching them. And I realized they had something in common. They needed a helping hand. And they needed to just have a resource. And so I decided to write the book about women that they could relate to, real women, not the people you see on the cover of Time magazine, maybe, but real women. They could say, gee, if she can do it, maybe I can do it. So that's where I'm at in my career right now. I grew up in the Midwest.
That's really cool. And now with Fresh Start, how did you fall upon that?
I spent some time looking for an organization that it was really important to me to work with women. I felt like after being in the corporate world, I saw that women maybe weren't advancing quite as quickly as men. And I made a decision that I really wanted to work with women and help them say, gosh, maybe I can be a little bit more successful and help them learn how to do that. And Fresh Start just seemed a great resource. They are a free resource available to women here in the Phoenix area. And so women can go in and learn skills they need to move up in their career or just to go out and find a job.
That's really cool. And now, being in the corporate world, you worked around men a lot.
I did.
Is that why you got probably of your experiences on how to really work with women, because you were always working with men, right?
I was working a lot with men, especially men were predominantly in the higher level jobs. Mm-hmm. And I was also working with female sales representatives. And as they would be promoted into district manager type positions, I realized it became very much more difficult for them to juggle the travel that was sometimes required along with their family. Mm-hmm. And so that was where my interest in working with women came from.
Did you want more women to be in the business world like you?
I did, because mm-hmm. there are so many women out there who have a lot of skills and they need that opportunity and to, you know, to shine, because we have a lot of things just inherent in our nature. Mm-hmm. We're nurturing, we study situations and Definitely. Look for results, and we're usually very, very good at building relationships. And today's corporate world, in fact, not just the corporate world, any business that you're in, you have to be really good at building relationships now.
All right. And with your business, were you always the top salesperson?
Great question, Cassie. As I moved into the pharmaceutical industry, the first 5 years, I was the top five reps in the company. So yeah, that was a fun time. And I really learned a lot about being in sales and what you have to do to succeed.
That's really cool. You're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. The show is Runway Role Models. I'm Cassie Frazier, and we are talking with Dolores Searight. Now, after all this corporate world stuff, tell us a little bit, just a little brief description about your book, because it's a really amazing book, not just because I'm in it, but...
Cassie has a great chapter in the book, and as I recall, it is stepping out of your comfort zone,
yes, it is.
Which Kathy has become an expert at. Shattering Barriers, the book, it's a compilation of interviews with 26 amazing women. Mm-hmm. And these are women who've overcome some, in many cases, really difficult obstacles and challenges in their life. And what I've done is taken their story and entwined that with lessons that you can learn. How do you improve your self-esteem? How do you learn to set goals? How do you step out of your comfort zone? And I've also added a few exercises throughout the book to help you implement immediately.
It's really cool. And we've had some of the amazing women on the show. So some of our listeners got to meet them personally, and they're absolutely amazing, Dolores. Now I know why you called it Amazing Women, because they really are. And you self-published your book, is that correct?
I did.
How did you do that?
A lot of research on the internet. I decided when I was going to publish the book that I wanted to have control of the book. Mm-hmm. And so by setting up my own company, I was able to go ahead and establish myself as a publishing company. And then I used a website called CreateSpace, which is owned by Amazon. And they make it very, very easy. You have to develop a cover design. You have to have your book formatted. Mm-hmm. But once you do that, they make it easy. And then your book is available on Amazon almost immediately.
That's really cool. And with your company, what's your company called that you published your book with?
The publishing company is called Passport to Your Dreams.
Why did you decide to name it that?
I wanted the goal of every woman that read the book saying, I can do more and I can achieve my dream. And so I felt like the book was the tool, the passport to your dream. So that's where the company name came from.
Sweet. And you said you also made the cover. You got to like edit and design the cover of the book.
I found a company to do that for
me. Oh, okay. Because you didn't
But I had to give significant input. But I might be able to write a book. But when it comes to graphic design, I am not there.
What did you envision your cover being like, though?
I wanted it to display the message of the book. And mm-hmm. if you look at the cover, you will see a road going off into the sunset. And mm-hmm. that was significant because it was the women and their journey, their right. journey through the road of life.
That's really cool. And I noticed that the colors on it are like blue and yellow and orange. Did you decide to pick those colors, or it just kind of came with it?
It didn't exactly come with it. I really mm-hmm. like the idea of the blue because that's a color that I love. Mm-hmm. And the first design that the graphic designer sent to me, my sister from Indiana happened to be in town visiting, and she's looking at it and we're trying to decide. And she grabs a marker off of my kitchen counter and it's pink, and she starts coloring in. And I said, that looks great. She's coloring in like a sunrise and sunset right. color. And so I sent it back to the designer, and they decided they wanted a little more orange in there rather than pink. And so right. that's where the colors came from.
That's neat. And how did you fall into finding people for your book? Because there are 26 amazing women, but how did you decide to find them?
Oh, Cassie, those stories are so interesting because mm-hmm. the first person I interviewed for the book was somebody that I met through a networking group that I belong to. Mm-hmm. And someone told me, you should talk to Karina Prescott, because she has an amazing story. So we sat down and she gave me the interview. But as I was talking to her, I started thinking about, okay, everyone that I'm talking to probably knows someone with a story. So I started asking questions. Who do you know mm-hmm. that might be interested in sharing their story? And I can share you more examples if you mm-hmm. want specifics, but it was really amazing because these women started appearing in my life when I needed
really?
Them.
That's really neat. And I don't know if we talked about this, but why did you decide to really sit down and like, okay, I think I should write a book? When did you really decide? Or did it just, you met all these amazing women and then at the end you're like, you know what, I should make a book out of this?
No, it actually came before that. When I was diagnosed with the breast cancer, mm-hmm. I realized that I might not have as many tomorrows as I wanted. And mm-hmm. I really wanted to have a legacy to share with my grandchildren. And that was when I decided I want to write a book. And I tried to write a children's book to leave that message. And I am not a children's book writer. I figured that out very quickly. And so then I decided to write a book that could be a resource for women of any age. Mm-hmm.
That's really great. Let's take a break. I'm Cassie Frazier. Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Stay connected. Sign up for our newsletter. Go beyond your favorite Voice America shows. Visit iradioblog.com. Kids these days are so connected to the media that they can't help but be surrounded by news and politics. Today's kids get more information than kids of past generations, and because of that, they have more informed opinions. Kids today may not be able to vote yet, but they can certainly influence voters and issues with their voices. Tune in every week for America Today and talk about the issues and influence the decision makers. America Today airs every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv, just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and Seventh Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24/7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Behind the Line is all about the inside of sports from a kid's point of view. This is a look at all of the action from behind the line. Join your host every Wednesday at 3 p.m., whether you're a kid or was a kid at some time in your life. We'll run down all of the scores, talk about the games of the past week, and preview what's coming up in the next week. You'll want to take notes because this is good stuff. The place to be Wednesdays at 3, that's 6 p.m. Eastern, is the Voice America Kids channel for Behind the Line. This is Runway Role Models, a look at people who are making a difference now and setting an example for our future. Now, back to our show.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Cassie Frazier. This is Runway Role Models on Voice America Kids Network, and we are talking with Dolores Seawright. And now, Dolores, before the break, we were talking about how you fell into the women on, and you said they were just coming to you. Now, did you have more than 26 women that came to you that you wanted to really sit down and write a book about, or was there exactly like 26 and you're done?
It was 26 and I was done.
Really?
And I'll share with you, it was really interesting because I had certain lessons and messages that I wanted each chapter and each story to convey. And one morning I was swimming laps and I was just doing that for exercise. And I was so frustrated because I had written a chapter about self-esteem. And I kept thinking, I've not met a lady yet who can fit this story. And I was trying mentally to rewrite some of my stories and think, maybe I can take someone else's story and make that into the self-esteem chapter. And it just wasn't happening. So my frustration level was a little high. And that evening, I had been invited to a networking event by Christina Wagner, who you know. And Clarissa Burt was there, and Clarissa Burt was the speaker, and she stood up, and the first words out of her mouth were, "I fight the demons every day of my life." And she started talking about self-esteem and the challenges that she had had with self-esteem. So sometimes I think you just have to put it out there, and the people come into your life, and that happened that day. So that was one great example of how some of the women appeared in my life that I chose to include in the book.
And what was her reaction when you came up to her and you were like, you have to be in my book?
She was so excited about the opportunity to not only share her story, but to also help support the message that I wanted to convey is that women, there are ways that you can improve your life and become more empowered and achieve what you're looking for in life.
And now that was probably one of the trial and errors that you've done with your book, because you wrote a chapter, but you didn't really have someone to fill that chapter. Has there been anything else with your book that has been a big trial and error?
Yes, Cassie, there are a lot of new experiences for first-time writers, and I probably made more mistakes as I went through, but you learned from them. And I can think of one situation where I had this big poster board laying on the floor of my office, and I was using post-it notes, and I had the names of the chapters and the people, and I kept looking at it, and I said, I've got all these chapters, but how am I going to pull this together now so it's not just a book of short stories, but I want it to be a real book with a real message that flowed? And I was moving post-it notes around like crazy, and I called my daughter and I said, Jenny, you have to come over and help me. I just can't quite get this in my mind what I want it to be. And so she comes over and took one look at it, and she said, oh, it needs to flow like this, Mom. And sometimes I think you just have to step back and say, okay, first of all, maybe I can't always do it alone. I can ask for help, and that's okay. Definitely. And realize that other people out there have maybe talents that are great for you to take advantage, not take advantage of.
But to
utilize those resources that are available in your life.
Is your daughter the only one that has really helped you with your book?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
My sister in Indiana, Janet, is a very talented paralegal, and she came out last year in July for a vacation to just spend a week with me, and we rented a place up in Pine Top right on the lake, and she did a tremendous amount of editing for me. She's very skilled in that area, and she really helped me with the editing on the book.
Are you good at editing stuff?
I would say no.
You'd say no.
I would say no. I'm the creative person, and I'm able to get the story.
Right.
When you have to sit down and really say, okay, does this flow? Then I would say no. That's not one of my strengths.
Would you say that was probably the scariest part? Because you're like, oh no, who am I going to have to edit my book?
It was scary in a lot of ways because each time I would have someone else look at the book, someone would find something. And then as we got closer and closer to the print date and the launch date, I would sit down again and I would start reading through the book again and I would find something every time. How did I miss that? That's glaring. And so, yes, that was a very frightening experience.
How many times would you say you probably read your book over?
Oh, that's a tough one. I would say more than 100.
More than 100. So you probably know it like the back of your hand.
Just about.
Yeah. And now, women inspired you to write this story. Did you ever think of maybe putting just one or two men in your book, or you wanted it to be strictly about women?
for this particular book, I wanted it to be about women. Mm-hmm. Although, interestingly enough, one of my husband's friends was visiting his brother who was in the hospital here before publication date. And he said, "Can I take a look at it?" And I said, "Absolutely, yes." And he said, "I'm going to do something different. I'll help you edit. I'm going to start from the back." And the first story he read, he said, I want your book." And so I was really amazed because this was an older gentleman who found it very interesting. So I've had a number of men say, "I loved your book."
Wow.
So it is not just a book for women.
It's not just a book for women. That's really neat. You're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. The show is Runway Role Models. I'm Cassie Frazier, and we are talking with Dolores Seawright. Now, what is probably the farthest place you've ever had to travel just to get a story for your book?
Oh, Cassie, in today's world of technology, Skype is awesome.
Oh, yes, definitely.
I interviewed Marie O'Riordan, who lives in Dublin, and we did the interview while she was sitting in her home in Dublin, Ireland, and I was sitting in my office in Phoenix, Arizona. So that is the person who lives furthest from where I am.
Wow.
That was a really important part of my book.
How did you find her if she lives in a different country?
I found her through a coach that I work with, and I totally believe in using mentors and coaches. And so she was introduced to me, and we connected, and she said, "Yes, I'll definitely let you interview me for the book."
That's so neat. And is it surreal sometimes when you think about it and you go, "I just interviewed someone that is in a different country and they're in my book"?
It is. Mm-hmm. And technology makes that so possible. Right. In fact, if I get to the point where I decide to write a second book, I know that the person's story that I would like to tell is actually living in Kenya, in Africa.
Wow, that's really neat. And how do you meet these people? Just through mutual friends?
I met Jane is her name, and I met her in Los Angeles. I was at a Global Women's Summit, and she was one of the speakers. And her story was so amazing because she lives actually in the slums of Kibera, which is outside Nairobi, Kenya. And the women that she works with there, they made jewelry and sold it to buy her a plane ticket to come to this Global Women's Summit. And she's just a special woman, and she works so hard to help these women feel better about themselves. So we share some common goals.
That is so cool. Oh my goodness. That's going to be a lot of fun for you.
It will.
With the person in Ireland, when you were talking with her, did she have like a different accent, and was it kind of weird because you kind of had to translate what she was saying a little bit? Was it different like that?
She definitely has a little bit of an Irish accent, but she travels a lot internationally, and she's worked very, very hard to have those communication skills so that anyone anywhere can really speak with her easily.
Right. Have you ever met her in person before?
I have.
I have.
I have a picture of the two of us together sitting on my desk.
That is so cool. Well, that's exciting. Who do you hope So is your book sold in Ireland?
It's available on Amazon, so anyone who has internet access anywhere in the world can absolutely buy the book on Amazon.
Is it cool to think that it's in Ireland? Because she probably promotes it.
She does, and it is exciting to think about that. And it's also in Kenya.
That is
and
so
I know
cool.
It's there.
I think that's just really cool.
Jane called me one day to do a chat on Facebook, and she said, "Are you going to get your book translated into Swahili?"
Ooh.
She said, "The women here would love that." And I don't know Swahili, so.
Yeah. You're like, I'm not sure. Is that kind of the language that you hope to promote your book with?
I'm hoping that at some point it would be available in that language, but I'm not sure how to go about that yet.
That would be really cool. You could get it in like different languages, and like it could be all over the world, international. That would be so neat. And now, what story would you have to say you were really excited to sit down and write? Because you record us, but you really want to sit down and really write it down.
Cassie, I think the story that I was very excited to write, I actually had to write two times because Christina Wagner came to me the first time and we sat down and we really did a great interview. And she came back to me 6 to 8 months later and she said, "Dolores, I really would like to sit down with you and redo my interview because I left some things out. So we scheduled that. And when she came back and told me the real story about how she had become a crystal meth addict and how she recovered from that addiction mm-hmm. and now leads a very successful life, I was excited to write that story and share that.
I know. I was really surprised when we went to one of the events and she shared her story. I was amazed. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
I know. And she came back to me and she said, Dolores, I feel free now. Mm-hmm. She said, I used to worry that people would think less of me. And she said, now I have no fears because it's out there.
Right. That's great. Let's take a break. I'm Cassie Frazier. Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media. Can you keep up? Kids face very tough and very real issues every single day. It can be bad. It can be ugly. Now there's something good that can help. Tune in to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly on the Voice America Kids channel. We'll discuss the issues and provide solutions and connections to solutions that you will be able to use. Our show goes right to the heart of today's kids and beyond. Your parents will probably want to listen in too. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly airs Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern on Voice America Kids. This is Runway Role Models, a look at people who are making a difference now and setting an example for our future. Now, back to our show.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Cassie Frazier, and this is Runway Role Models on Voice America Kids Network, and we are talking with Dolores C. Wright. And now we were talking a little bit before about how you recorded me for our interview. Why did you decide to record us on a little recorder and then go back and write our story?
First of all, Cassie, because I don't write fast enough to take those kinds of notes. Mm-hmm. And I, many times with the recordings that I made, I would go back and listen to them over and over just to be sure that I was pulling the right message out of the interview that I wanted mm-hmm. to share in the book. So it was very helpful to me to have that record, to go back and just re-listen and hear your voice and hear the emotion in your voice as you shared your story.
Mm-hmm. And do you still have those recordings?
I do.
You do? Do you go back sometimes and listen to them and then read the chapters?
I go back and read the chapters more now, although mm-hmm. once in a while I have thought about going back and just listening to them again now that the book is out there. Mm-hmm. And in some cases, I've taken those recordings and sent them back to the woman that did the interview so she could listen to it and share it with her family.
That's really neat. And how many times would you say you've probably listened to those recordings?
Oh, I know some of them I've listened to 10 times just to get the right message.
Everything.
Yes.
I know what you're talking about. And what would you say was probably the hardest thing about the whole book in general? Was it the editing, the publishing, really sitting down and writing it?
For me, Cassie, the hardest thing was getting the whole concept in my mind. I think a lot of people sit down and say, I'm going to write a book, and they see the big picture of the book. I saw the small picture of the interviews and the messages that I wanted to convey, and it was more difficult for me than to put that into how do I make the whole thing work so somebody mm-hmm. will want to buy it.
That's really cool. And what did you sit down and write like pros and cons?
I do that with almost everything else in my life, but I did not do it with the book.
Really?
I did not. I knew I was going to write and publish a book, so there was no doubt in my mind. Mm-hmm. And so the bottom line was it had to feel like this is something that conveys a message that women will want to read, and when it felt right, mm-hmm. then it all came together.
Gotcha. And now you have had many events to promote your book. Can you tell us just maybe some of them that you've had?
I think the first event was maybe the most exciting because I was really thrilled that now I have a book in hand. It's a real book and it's mine. It's got my name on the front. And so we launched that October 19th of 2011. And it was really fun. There were many people there. They were all excited to hear the stories that we were sharing that night. And probably about half of the women that were in the book came to support the launch of the book. And so we really had a great evening. And then another memorable one happened early in December, and Cece Berardi actually put together an event, an awards event for women that were in the book. And again, just an amazing group of people came out to support it and say, we love what you're doing. We love your message. And all the women in the book that were there had a chance to be recognized on the red carpet. So this was like an event where you could feel like you were the Hollywood star. And again, that was exciting for you. I know you were there and a lot of the other women that, that came out that evening. So those were a couple of them. And we've had some other events that have been happening. There's been some radio and TV that's been happening. But one of the most interesting was just this past week on Wednesday. Cece Berardi and I and Clarissa Burt went to Perryvale Women's Prison. And the three of us did a presentation there for about 125 of the female inmates. And I was so impressed at their eagerness to learn, the questions that they ask, and just the interest that they showed in the messages that, that we presented to them, that they had an opportunity to do more with their life.
I know we talked a little bit about this on the break. Were you scared at all?
Cassie, I wasn't. And I know the lady that coordinated the event, Sue Ellen Allen, who heads up an organization called Gina's Team to help with, she's an advocate for some of the women in the prison system. And she said, you'll be safer there than you would be walking through a parking garage at Fashion Square at night.
Wow.
So it was very, we were very, very protected.
And when she came to you and said, I have this event for you and I want you to speak at it, but it's in a prison, were you kind of skeptical? Or are you just like, I'm ready to go, let's do it?
Cassie, very honestly, it was, I'm ready to go, let's do it. Because I, as part of my volunteer work at Fresh Start, I see some women on occasion that have come out of the prison system, and I recognize some of the challenges that they face when they're trying to reenter the job market. And so because of that, I was very eager to say, I'll do whatever it takes to help them.
That's so cool. You're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. The show is Runway Role Models. I'm your host, Cassie Frazier, and we were talking with Dolores Seawright. And now some of the amazing women from your book did a podcast. Can you explain to us the podcast a little bit?
The podcasts were done with Kathy Bass of Ladies Who Brand. And Kathy came to me and she said, you know, Dolores, I met you before you launched your book and we've known each other for a while. And I've just watched as you've developed your brand, as you've gone through the whole process of writing and publishing this book and getting it launched. And she said, I would like to just see if we can go ahead and put together some kind of a series that other people can learn from and talk about your book. And so Kathy's idea was to do these interviews and talk with some of the women that have been in the book. So she's been a great support, and it was really a fun series to do, I think, both for me and for the women who were part of the series. And you were part of that series.
I was. It was really fun. I walked in there, and she had this little booth, and she was explaining podcasts and, you know, how it works and everything, and then she explained to me a little bit about her and you, and it was a lot of fun. I had fun. And now, with the podcast, did you do one of them?
I did the very first one to introduce the book and how it came to be. And then we proceeded from there to interview different women that were in the book.
Were you a little nervous?
I was a lot nervous.
You were a lot nervous, really? Oh my goodness.
It was a new experience. So each one of those, you just, you have to say, okay, I'm going to step out of my comfort zone and do something new and decide if I want to do it again.
Exactly. And what do you hope people really get out of your book?
Cassie, I hope that every woman or every person who picks up that book and reads it says, I can relate to one of these women. And one of these women who in many cases bared their soul to share the obstacles that they overcame. And that as you read it, you say, she overcame a lot. Maybe I can do it too, and walk away with the belief, I'm going to try.
Has there ever been someone who has come to you and gone, you know what, I read this chapter in your book, and it has really changed me and inspired me, and because of your chapter in your book, I am now a different person?
Cassie, it's interesting that you asked that question, because after the December 1st Red Carpet Awards event, there was a lady there who ended up there kind of in a, almost as a fluke, because someone called her at the last minute, and she was like just down the street, and she came to the event, and she and I talked that evening. She bought a copy of the book, and the next morning about 10 o'clock, my phone rang, and she said, Dolores, I just have to tell you, I just read page 42 of your book. And she said, I'm sitting here crying, but I just realized I know what I'm going to do with the rest of my life. Wow. And that was such an inspiring moment for me.
Mm-hmm. And is it, what's it like when people are going, oh, you changed my life? Is it sometimes you're like, oh, I don't know if I could have done that? Or are you just totally humble about it?
Cassie, I am totally humble about it, because they're changing their life. I'm not changing their life. I wrote a book, and I wrote that book because people like you were willing to share your story with me, and it's the story that is changing their life and the message they're getting from the story.
Exactly. And are you ever thinking of publishing another book?
I think you maybe asked me that question before.
It's a big question that everybody wants to know.
Everyone wants to know. And the answer is, when I completed writing Shattering Barriers, that was the farthest thing from my mind.
Right.
I had no desire ever to sit down and be confined for a whole year writing a book.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
And if I do, it would be her story, because I'm excited about her story and what she's doing.
Wherever you go. And how long would you say the book has taken you from beginning to end?
New talk show personalities.
First story, when you really thought about it and you're sitting down, you said you had those post-it notes to the actual copy in your hand.
It took a year. It took a year from the beginning when I said, I really know I'm going to write a book and this is what I want it to be. It took 1 year exactly.
Let's take a break. I'm Kathy Frazier.
What are some of the issues that kids face every day? You'll find out when you tune into the appropriately named Today's Kids. Your hosts are here to open the doors to a forum of all kinds of issues. Nothing is off the table here, and because it's on the Voice America Kids channel, you know you're getting a kid's perspective. Tune in every Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Today's Kids. Your hosts will lead this forum of engaging conversation on Voice America Kids.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected. This is Runway Role Models, a look at people who are making a difference now and setting an example for our future. Now, back to our show.
Welcome back, guys. I'm Cassie Frazier. This is Runway Role Models on Voice America Kids Network, and we are talking with Dolores Seawright. And now, Dolores, do you also work?
I have a business.
You have a business.
So I'm not employed by someone else, and I'm a coach, and I also do speaking. And so I love it. It's really a lot of fun being in business for myself after all those years being in the corporate world.
Mm-hmm. So you're still working, but you still have all these great events going on.
I do.
At the same time. I think that's so neat. And now, I think I already asked you this, but you do reread your chapters of your book.
Yes, I absolutely reread the chapters.
Is there anything that sometimes when you read it, you get out of it where you go, oh, that totally applies to me.
Cassie, absolutely, yes, I do. And we all need reminders.
Oh, definitely.
It's one of those things where I don't think you ever get to the point where you know it all and we forget. So sometimes we just need reminders to say, oh, you need to make a little bit of a course adjustment here and do something a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. And then you'll be more successful at whatever you're doing.
Definitely. And who are some of the authors that really inspire you to write, that you've sat down and you've read and you kind of take some of their techniques that they've used and you apply them to your writing?
Cassie, I have to plead guilty on that one. I did not have any role model that I followed as far as my writing. I have female role models that I follow as far as my creative ideas and my values, and people like Eleanor Roosevelt, Mother Teresa. Those are people that inspire me and want me to do some really great things. But as far as my writing, it was my technique. In fact, I have to share a funny story because I didn't realize that it happened, but my brother called me after he read the book, and he said, did you realize, or did you do it intentionally, that you had two different writing styles? You had Dolores, my sister, and I recognized her when you were doing the storytelling, and then you had Dolores, the teacher and instructor, when you were teaching your lessons. And that was not a conscious decision on my part. That's how it came out. And I didn't even recognize it until he brought it to my attention.
That's really neat. So is there any authors that you read and you're just like, oh, they're so good. I want to write like this sometimes.
Cassie, I can't recall names right now. And I have to tell you what I did over a year ago. It's been a year and a half now since when I started the book. I made a decision that I had to really focus. I was trying to build a business. I was trying to write a book. And I was trying to be a grandmother and a wife and a mother and all those other things that you do. And even though I love to read, I had to back off seriously from reading and just say, you know what, I have to put this part of my life on hold right now. And so that's what I did until I got the book published.
Gotcha. That's really neat. And now you write books, but do you ever write poetry or poems? Because you said you were starting to write children's books and you found out that that wasn't something that you could do.
I am not a poet.
You're not a poet.
I am not.
That's okay. I'm not either. And now, is this going to be a series of books? Because there are a lot of amazing people out there.
There are huge numbers of amazing people out there. And it's not going to be a series of books at this point. But what I am doing, and it's very close to being ready to launch, is I am redeveloping my website. And I am going to be doing video interviews with women and men this time who have shattered barriers and overcome obstacles in their life and use those lessons and their story to teach lessons for others.
That sounds really cool.
So that is my next big venture.
That's exciting. That's your big adventure. Yes. You're always doing something.
I am.
You're always busy. Is there ever a time where you're just like, I think I'm going to do nothing today?
I scheduled myself a spa day a couple of weeks ago, and that's the only way it happens is I have to put it on my calendar weeks in advance and say, I am taking a day off.
That is so funny.
And it does not happen often.
It doesn't happen often. That's usually how it goes, where you have to schedule when you're going to relax.
You do.
Which I think is just really funny. And has there ever been a story where you've written it down and you go back and you go, you know what, I don't think this would ever apply to anybody. So you try to jumble it a little bit so that it would make more sense.
I don't know that it happened exactly that way, but when I mentioned interviewing Maria Reardon, and she's the person from Dublin, Ireland, I wrote her story probably three times before I felt like I got the message right. And I listened to her interview over and over and over because I was trying to make sure that the message that she was communicating and I felt was important to tell was the one that I was in fact telling. And I tended with her story to get lost in the details and talking about individual things that happened rather than the overall picture. And so I had to go back and rewrite that one. Yes.
Do you hope to see your book in Barnes and Noble someday?
I do.
You do?
Doesn't everyone?
That would be so cool.
It would be so cool.
And now tell us a little bit about the event that's going on May 18th. So we can get that out for your book.
Okay, May 18th, Cece Berardi and I are putting together it's a big event, and it's called Share the Love, Celebration, and Expo. And it will be at the Scottsdale Auto Museum from 12 o'clock to 9 o'clock. We will have activities for children. We're going to have lots of fun things. We're having speakers throughout the day, Shattering Barriers, and some of the women from Shattering Barriers will be there live to talk, to share their message and their story. And there will be a fashion show, which I know, Cassie, you will be participating in.
So excited.
And just music and lots of fun times for everybody. And in addition, the Auto Museum itself is a great experience for people to go through and take a look at. If you haven't been there, you'll not want to miss it.
Of course. So go out. It'll be a lot of fun. And you can see me model. And now, where could we go to purchase the book?
You can go to Amazon.com and type in Shattering Barriers, or you can go to the website, shatteringbarriers.com.
And now, do you have a Twitter or a Facebook that maybe we would want to connect with you more?
I do, and you can find me on Facebook at Dolores C. Wright, or actually Twitter is at Dolores C. Wright. Ooh. Facebook, I am Dolores C. Wright, or I also have a page for Shattering Barriers.
That's really neat. And now, we can take a break from your amazing book, because we're going to do Cassie's Would You Rather Have This or That?
Oh, you're still doing that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Ceramics or painting?
Painting.
Oh, I was in ceramics class. That's why I brought that up. Jelly beans or Reese's cup?
Jelly beans for sure.
Mm-hmm. Would you rather wear a hat or high heels?
Oh, I would rather wear high heels.
Getting your nails done or doing them yourself?
Getting them done.
I know, it feels so good. Spa day.
Spa day. Oh, yes.
Would you rather have to drink out of a dog bowl or only drink hot water?
Oh, that's a tough one. Mm-hmm. I do not like hot water, so I guess I'd have to go for the dog bowl, but that's gross.
That's gross. Piggies or cows?
Cows.
You like cows?
Cows.
Would you rather...
I grew up on a dairy farm.
Oh, okay. So you were around them all the time.
Yes.
That's so cool.
My grandparents had a dairy farm. I even learned to milk a cow.
Wow. That's so cool. I want to learn how to do that sometime. I don't think I'll be around any dairy farms soon, though. So, would you rather be an alarm or the person setting the alarm?
The person setting the alarm.
Mm-hmm. AM or PM?
Oh, definitely AM.
AM. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Elephants or turtles?
Elephants.
Would you rather not know the time or not know the date?
I would rather not know the time.
Oh my goodness, I could never do that. I have to know what the time is. Would you rather be a peace sign or a heart sign?
A heart sign.
Skittles or snow cones?
Skittles.
Sure or maybe?
Sure.
Would you rather be dipped in gold or made out of sterling silver?
Oh, I would rather... That's a tough one. Mm-hmm. I think I would rather be dipped in gold.
I think I like that one.
Yeah.
Would you rather have an iPad or an iPhone?
I am a PC person.
Oh my gosh. You did not go there. Oh, I did.
In fact, I just came from the Microsoft store with my new phone.
Ooh, that sounds cool.
Yes.
So you can't really choose.
I can't.
Okay, we'll skip that one.
Okay, I'll say iPad.
You'll say iPad.
I'll say iPad.
They're actually really cool and fun to play with. Chocolate or celery?
My husband, if he were listening to this, would say she eats celery by the bushel. But I love chocolate.
Yeah. Marilyn or Audrey?
Audrey.
Mm-hmm. Loose clothing or too tight clothing?
Loose.
Would you rather be a math teacher or a chemistry teacher?
Cassie, you're asking me something that is really difficult because those were neither one of my favorite subjects.
Really?
So I would say math.
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 Blankets or jackets?
Jackets.
Would you rather see the color purple or blue?
I would rather see the color blue.
Would you rather have an ankle bracelet that won't come off or a ring that won't come off?
A ring.
A ring. Buttons or clips?
Buttons.
Would you rather choose stripes or polka dots?
Polka dots.
Alrighty, now here's the last one. Would you rather live in Antarctica or Italy?
Italy, for sure. Italy is the most beautiful country.
It is beautiful.
And they have great food.
Of course. Well, thank you so much, Dolores C. Wright. It was awesome having you on. You're an amazing woman. I'm going to write a book about you sometime.
Oh, I can't wait.
Someone needs to write something about you.
That's awesome, Cassie. Thank you.
So make sure you guys go check out that book on Amazon. It's an amazing book, not just because I'm in it, but there's a lot of amazing women. That's going to do it for today. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Listen to the show weekly on voiceamericakids.com. Contact us at voiceamericakids@yahoo.com. Make sure to mention my name, Cassie Frazier, and the show Runway Role Models, of course. Thanks again for listening, guys.
Thanks again for tuning in to Runway Role Models on the Voice America Kids channel. Be sure to come back for more stories of inspiration next week at the same time. We'll see you then.
Voice America Kids. Real kids, real talk radio.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today.